Welcome to the Self Podcast. It's your host, Discovery Day here. Today we got a guest and got the homie Trey in the building. What up, Trey?
How you doing?
How you doing, Brody? So I'm gonna start off with our first section of the podcast, the self discovery. I want to know, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, it's pretty hot outside.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling right. You know, everything else is good. Life is good.
Work is good.
Healthy.
That's good.
Yeah, I've seen you get in the gym, man. Yeah, every day's a work in progress, but you know, you just got to keep going, no matter what.
Facts. Make sure you're always eating breakfast.
That's the most important meal of the day, even though you just woke up.
If you could describe yourself in three words, what words would you use?
Persistent. Energetic. And I guess funny.
I like that. Honestly, so I had like answered the question before. I was like, what are three words I would describe Trey as, right? And I was like confident, kind, and self-aware. And I think like with you saying persistent, energetic, and you said funny was the last
one.
I was like, that's definitely coming from you being self-aware.
Yeah.
The confidence I always felt like in high school, even though we weren't the best friend group with each other, like, anytime somebody has some level of confidence, we all definitely was like, nah, take that shit down. But like, he always was super confident in everything we did, whether we was hooping, making fun of each other, like I was getting fly in school, all that. Like, he always had this level of confidence.
Nah, we was top tier in high school. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, facts. If you could describe the way your life has been going in three words, what words would you use?
How my life has been going? I say independent, confused, and I don't know.
So why those two words?
Huh?
Why confusing and what was independent?
Independent.
Why those words?
I say independent because ever since my mom moved, I feel like I've been the man of the house. So I've been like, it's only been me and my uncle and my grandmother. So I've been taking care of my grandmother like every 4 days, and then he takes care of her Friday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I say confused because, like, you know, I'm in a dead spot. Like, I'm 25 now. Like, niggas getting old right now.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to finish college, so it's like in the between. Like, I'm confused. Like, do I really want to go this route?
I feel that. This is a hard time in life.
It is.
I mean, it's funny because, like, I know, like, literally the year I turned 25, I was kind of like, oh, fuck, like,
yeah, what? That's what I'm like,
fuck,
damn,
am I gonna do with my life? But then, like, for me, when it comes to my birthday, especially now, because I like, became an adult, I no longer look at it like, oh, on December 13th of 2024, I'm turning 26. It's like, no, like, the moment I turn 25, that's when, from day, the next day, I'm 26 going forward. I'm like, every day is me building and working to me turning 26, rather than me waiting for that day to be like, all right, now I'm 26,
now I can do it.
Yeah. It's like, when I turned 25, it was like, all of the year of me being 24, I was worried about, like, fuck, I'm about to be 25. What should I do? And then, like, me doing the podcast and me doing, like, content creation and also, like, just me living a normal life definitely helped me choose a direction more, like, content creation. And I would say, like, my three words are, like, how I would describe how my life has been going. It's definitely been, like, challenging, but also in a weird way, fun.
Yeah.
And then I guess persistent is definitely another word I would use for myself, because it's like, wait, hold on.
Living the hood, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I was a couple blocks down. I understand. But yeah, like, I would say challenging just because, like, same thing of like when I hit 25, I mean, even before then, but like definitely when I hit 25, it was kind of like, fuck, like, what should I do with my life? Like, it's like, I'm getting close to 30, and it's like, yeah, I don't want to be
shit
and not doing nothing. And it's also like, I mean, obviously, you say your mom moved to Florida, but like, I still live with my mom and my dad, and I'm like, nigga, I want to move out. Like, it's like, but then it's like, yeah, like, doing this, I got to like put a lot of work in just to earn money in this, right? And then, like, when my regular job is like, yeah, I enjoy it, it's cool, it, like, it pays bills, but it's like, is that something I want to do long term?
Yeah, long term, like, shit.
And it's like, the challenge of it is like, committing to the thing that I like put myself to. And it's like, so I definitely get what you're saying of like, damn, like, it's confusing because like I know what I want to do, mm-hmm. but like, am I ready for that commitment? Yeah, I definitely get that.
But I feel like, you know how people be like, when you're 18, you're grown. When you're 21, you're grown. Cap. You really hit when you're grown when you're 25, bro.
I used to think like 25 is definitely like, all right, now you're really an adult because it's like you're dead ass paying bills like for a long period of time at that point too. Like you're starting to become really like real independent, not mm-hmm. just like a fake independent. Yeah. Like, oh, I can stay out late. Like, no, like really making decisions about like what you want to do in your life. But I don't even know if there's an age to it now. Because, like, I even hear people at 30 being like, oh, yeah, all through my 20s, I did not know what I was doing. And now that I'm 30, I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm more comfortable being that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't think there's
an age. Nah, I figured out when I figured out when I was old, when I went to Florida and I rented a car, and I was of age to rent a car without no parent. I'm like,
that's yeah, true. Bro, that's a good marker.
I was like, damn, bro, I'm old.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That might be a good marker. Because I don't know. Because I know people that, like, that's 25 that can rent the car. And it's like, they're not the most responsible
person. Yeah, word. True.
So they still act like a kid. Like, they rented a Lamborghini to flex. And it's like, that's some kid shit to do.
Yeah, word. Like, come on, bro.
One of the things you said you wanted to talk about was therapy. Are you in therapy?
At the moment, not right now. But
have you? I've been
there a couple times. I feel like people say it don't work, but like I feel like when they say it don't work, I feel like they're not opening up their mind to it. Like, I used to say that shit is not gonna work. I say like a bunch of shit would not work, but then once you try, you'd be like, damn, like it really gives you clarity.
Therapy?
Huh?
What led you to go to therapy?
If
you feel comfortable, sure.
When me and Shorty first broke up, like, it made me want to go. Because I felt like I was missing, like, a couple things that I wasn't, like, dominant in. Like, I wasn't, like, very communicative. That's a big motherfucking B, bro. Like, I'm not very communicative. But now I'll be opening up. Like, anything, any small thing that bothered me, I'll be like, yo, come on, bro. That shit. That shit not right. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then, I also went because I always wanted to go, but I didn't have the motivation to go. So
what gave you that motivation? Just that situation with you?
No, not that just situation. And then I found out my insurance could cover it. So I was
like, oh, you was like, oh, I'm
going to pay for this, bro. I was like, all right. But say that. And then I was like, I'm going to go. And then the first time I did it, I had a guy, but like, sometimes when a guy perspective, it doesn't really work. So it's like, nigga, we just balancing each other. Like, you just agree with me at this point.
You're like, oh, wow, you just saying facts. Okay, yeah. I don't think this really helped me.
Yeah, so, and then I changed to a female one. So she gave me shit from, like, a female perspective and a guy perspective. So I was like, hey, you know what? You make sense. Mm-hmm. I see why they say women rule the world sometimes. But she really gave me clarity on some. Shout out to her, though. She really gave me clarity on some. Or some shit. So
yeah, I was gonna ask, what's some things you discovered about yourself on therapy?
I discovered I was really a closed off person. Like, I didn't really like talking about nothing, and I feel like that's why I fucked up in a lot. Like, not in just with my relationship, but like in my personal life too, like with my friends and shit. Like I would just disappear off. Like, niggas know I would disappear off Instagram and I'd say nothing to nobody for like a good month or two, and then come back like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like when I disappear, I feel like I could just focus on what is wrong. But, like, it was still, like, I'll come back and be, like, the same shit, like, bro. Mm-hmm. So it never worked.
Yeah, Josh, he had told me the same thing. Like, anytime he's, like, having a time, like, a downtime, like, he'll just spend his time away from everybody. And I always found that, like, interesting. Because, like, to me, I kind of do the opposite. Where it's, like, if I'm having a downtime, like, I need to be outside. Like,
yeah.
Me being to myself is, like, not going to help at all. Like, I definitely spend time to, like, self-reflect or whatever. But, like, that's the time that I often go out. So I want to ask, like, how come you spent that time away from yourself? It's just, like...
I feel like isolation, it can help, but it cannot help. It depends on how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like isolation can help in a big way. Like, learning yourself and what your problem is instead of, like, going out and, like, showing people, like, what your problem is if you, like... Because some people could tell off the rip, like, you're not, like, yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I didn't want to put nobody through that, like, when I'm out there just chilling, like, oh... If I'm not my full self, I'm not going to be, like... It's not going to be fun for me mm-hmm. or anybody around me. So, I'm just, like, I didn't want to bring that negative energy. I don't like bringing negative energy around. So, I was, like, I'm really a calm person, and like to myself when it's like time. So I just like being by myself.
What tools has like therapy gave you to make you more vulnerable or more open as a person?
It showed me like not to let like little shit like fly sometimes. Like, you know, some people let little shit just fly by.
Yeah.
You shut up?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but that shit is loud.
Yeah. You know how people let certain shit like just fly by, like, oh, don't worry about it.
It's okay. I definitely have that problem.
Yeah. It is just like, she showed me how like, if you let little shit fly by, then more other shit will build up to that to let shit fly even more by you. Like, bro. Like, if you don't attack the problem when it's right there, then it's just going to keep happening. Going,
yeah.
It's going to be a continuous cycle. It's going to keep happening. So I felt like it was like that sometimes with my relationship, with my friendship. I let like little shit just fly. So it was just like, she was basically telling me to just put my foot down with certain situations. So
that's great.
It really helped.
And have you like seen like more positive outcomes from you?
Yeah, I've seen a big difference. People don't play about me no more. No fun.
That's good. That's really, really good. Honestly, I have that same issue. Not too much of like people like trying to play me, but it's like, yeah, if someone makes a joke or like say something that I don't totally agree with, a lot of times I'll just be like, I don't really care. Yeah. But like your therapist told you, and like I've kind of like realized like myself like going through it, is like, oh yeah, that shit just builds up and like people become comfortable treating you or like saying that certain thing about you, and it's like, all right, like we're not little kids no more.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not letting certain shit slide anymore. So I definitely get that for sure. Self-esteem is one thing you said you wanted to talk about. How would you rate your self-esteem? So like a 1 would be like you think you have low self-esteem, and then a 10 would be like, oh no, I'm pretty like confident. I know my capabilities as a person and who I am.
I'll say my shit is like a calm 8.
That's good.
Call me.
Well, how about before therapy?
Before therapy, I go 4.
I mean, obviously the change is from therapy, but like, what do you think led to you coming from a 4 to 8? Because you literally doubled the number.
Yeah. I feel like it was just, I like how you said like early, like you said I had the confidence, but I feel like my confidence wasn't really there. I pump faked that. Like, I faked it most of the time.
So. I think to a degree, though, like, I think we all have a misunderstanding of the word confident. Because, like, at least in the Black community, I think that's the issue. Because, like, when some people are, like, have confidence, it's like, we always say, like, you have an ego, or you think you're the shit, or you think you're pump faking. But I think, like, to a degree, like, with confidence, like, there is some false energy to it, like there is a little bit of like, I don't know, but like fuck it, I'm gonna just do it, right? Like, and I always felt like you had that in high school. Now, like, also, like I said, like we definitely weren't helpful. Like our group was pretty brutal to each other. And I've definitely like self reflected, and I want to apologize for anything like if I ever like led to your confidence.
Nah, that shit boosted my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
But I'm like, cause I'm thinking back as a kid, I'm like, yo, we used to say wow shit to each other.
Nah, we used to go crazy. I ain't gonna lie. We used to go crazy.
And I realized like, oh, like the most confident people in our group would talk the most shit, and then like again, I'm about to violate, but like Josh, like we would volley Josh. His confidence wasn't that high, but now that Josh is older, like his confidence is way higher.
Nah, that nigga confidence up.
Yeah.
That nigga shit to the moon, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I'm like obviously I'm glad he had that growth, but it was like, damn, like I wish when we were younger we was able to realize like, okay, like not only like we shouldn't be bullying our friends or bullying anybody in general, but like we definitely should have been like pushing or motivating his confidence rather than like shitting on it. And I think the same with you. Like I know like me and Evan, I feel like we were probably the most confident in our group, and like we would like make jokes and shit, but I don't think we realized like, oh shit, like everyone's confidence isn't the same as ours. So we were just like saying whatever, and I don't know, like,
now y'all niggas had some funny ass jokes though, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all niggas had me on some days I'm like, damn, like really?
Yeah, we used to cook each other. It was
like, damn, really?
Y'all all fried me at some point of high school. Like,
I was like, damn, I ain't gonna, You fucked up that one time talking shit that you airballed that layup.
That was a confidence killer. It went from being like, oh yeah, I think I'm the man, I'm cool, and then I airballed that layup. Everybody in the booth was nuts, and not for a good reason. I was like,
damn, dude.
I heard that shit for like through. I ain't gonna lie, like 4 years.
Then even after high school, niggas was still on that.
4 years. Yeah, that happened senior year of high school, and it still went on for 4 years. Like, that's nuts. Yeah. What are three things about yourself that you're proud of?
You're proud of my work ethic.
It's funny. So like the other couple questions I asked before, like, you know, how do you, or what three words you use about yourself, and even this question, like, the reason why I asked it, because I feel like a lot of us don't think about these things. Like,
yeah, I don't.
I was going through these questions, and I got stuck on this question. I was like, what am I proud of about myself? Like, I don't know. I can go if you like want to have some time.
Yeah, go ahead.
So while I was like today, I was literally like trying to figure it out. I had to write in my notes and everything. I was like, I have no fucking idea. I had wrote, my dedication is definitely one thing. Mm-hmm. Confidence in my growth. I think when it comes to this YouTube shit, like, I definitely became like super, super dedicated to all mm-hmm. of this. And there's definitely been times where I doubted myself and it was like, nah, maybe I shouldn't do this no more or whatever. But like, I don't know, like, I just have like this other voice in my head that's like, nah, like, keep going. Or like people like you and like just other people I know like on Instagram would be like, nah, bro, like, keep going, like, y'all fuck with it.
Yeah,
like,
you're mad consistent.
Yeah, so
a lot of people, when you start out, you'll be like, oh, I'll post a video here and then they won't post another video for like another month.
No, but cap, this is a little fucked up, but that's my low key motivation. Like, anytime like people will be like, yo, I wanna start a podcast, I wanna start a YouTube channel, and I see them do like one video and they don't do it again, and I'm like, I got to like 10 though.
Yeah. Fuck so.
But like, it keep me like, shit like that keeps me going. Like, people like obviously being supportive of the stuff that I do definitely keeps me going. I would say my confidence. I feel like I always kind of been confident and didn't mm-hmm. like really realize what confidence meant until I got older. But I'm like, oh yeah, I always had like this level of belief in myself that mm-hmm. like still to this day don't know where it comes from, but like, I still have it. And then my growth, like, obviously, I had times where, like, I didn't have as much confidence or, like, I wasn't as dedicated as I wanted to be. But, like, in these, I would say in the last 5 years, I definitely, like, put in a lot of work to, like, grow on those, like, on those things. So, like, mm-hmm. even though I have confidence, I'm like, nah, but I could be more confident. Even though I am dedicated to stuff, like, nah, I should be more dedicated. So I'm always, like, trying to improve or grow in some type of way.
Or I see that. So I feel like, yeah, so I could say my work ethic, my confidence, and just being very independent. Cause like, I used to like, when my mom was here, I used to lean on her for a lot of things. Like, oh, I need help with this, I need mm-hmm. help with that. Like,
which is not wrong.
Yeah, it's
like,
not.
It's your mom. Like, yeah, that's the person
you, she always gonna be there, but like, it's at a point like, bro, you gotta be a man, bro. Like, can't just be mommy's boy. And then when she moved, and then like,
that's first, when reality hit.
Yeah, bro, when she moved and that first month, she wasn't there, I was like, damn, bro. I was like, damn, I really gotta do this shit by myself. And I really got, shit. Bro, I started cooking. Like, my girl be cooking. I'm like, oh, bro. Yeah.
You came home from work and was like, damn, there's no food right
here. I was like, damn, like, fuck. Bro, there was nothing in the fridge, no groceries. I was like, damn, bro.
I really got a grocery shopping recently. My mom, like, she would, like, go away for the weekend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, damn, there's no milk. And I'd be like, damn, I gotta buy it.
Like, damn, like, I really gotta lock in. I'm like, bro. That's how I noticed. I was like, bro, I really have to lock in. Had to go grocery shopping by myself. I'm like, damn. My mom usually pick up.
I fucking love grocery shopping.
Nah, I do, bro. I ain't gonna lie. We go.
There's like a supermarket by my crib.
I ain't gonna lie. If you get a chance, go to Trader Joe's, bro.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I've heard.
Bro, those shits be on some low shit. And bro, one time we shopped.
You can buy shit in bulk, right? You can buy like big.
Yeah. Bro, I went there.
What's one thing about yourself you want to improve on?
If I could improve on my height, I would improve on my height. Now,
let's say non-physical. Well, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
If I could be, I mean, like, 6 foot.
Boots, I guess.
Huh?
You wear boots?
Me with like 3-inch boots on, just walking around. What am I, Playboy Cardi? Nah, one thing I could improve on, I feel like, just be more self-aware, like, the shit I do. and not just like act out because a certain situation happens, or like I don't like perceive something in the right way. It's like I could be self-aware and then I could just like think something else, and then like that situation is just not what that situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go off. I'm like, nah, I'm not hearing that. I'm not doing this, not doing that. I have a tendency of doing that, so I feel like I have to improve on that.
That's something in this last year I definitely began better at. I'm not gonna lie. Being in a relationship or like talking to somebody or like messing with or being with a female or a woman in general definitely helps. Yeah, I've gotten to a couple arguments and then I look back at the text messages like hours later and I was like, damn, I was tripping.
Yeah, like I'm like, bro.
And then like, a woman will let you know, like, nigga, no, you're tweaking.
Yeah, like, bro, this like, is wrong. It's not even like that. I'm like, nah, I don't care. I'm not seeing it like that. I realize that a lot. I'm like, damn, I really be
crashing out.
I'm like, bro, I'll be ready to, like, I'll be too in love sometime. Like.
It's interesting you said self-aware, because, like, I feel like that's one thing about yourself that you was always aware of. I feel like you always knew who you were as a person. I felt like even like on like Instagram, like you would post like when you're down, like I've seen you post like sad shit, and I'm like, there was a time where I was like, oh man, like I don't know why he doing that, like everybody and your mom seeing this, like, that must be weird as shit. But I'm now that I've been through some shit and like I've been a person that posted shit like that, or just even like understood like where those like Instagram accounts come from, it's like, oh yeah, like you posting about like how you're feeling depressed or feeling sad or how you're going through a tough time is like, it's actually good. Like that's you being aware of like how you're feeling and putting it out there. Like it's you being vulnerable. So I'm like, honestly, I always felt like you had some self-awareness, but I think that's great that you want to improve on it.
Yeah, I express myself certain shit through music. If you listen to my music,
he's a Rod Wave big fan.
Yo, I'm gonna meet Rod Wave one day. Word. Stamp it right now. What today is? The 9th?
8th? 10th? The 10th?
10th?
August? No, August 11th.
August actually. 11th. I'm gonna meet Rod Wave. I'm gonna do some crazy shit. I'm gonna meet Rod Wave. Don't worry about it.
Bro, I remember when we were in high school, we went to go hoop one time, and you had put on a playlist. And then, like, I went to go change the song, and you was like, oh, yeah, like, unlock my phone, and using your bag playlist. And in the moment, I killed you for it, because I was like, first of all, why do you have a bag playlist?
Bro, when you play ball, bro, I'm telling you, that shit would be here.
But it was also the fact that we were playing basketball. I'm like, this is just not the energy we should be having.
Nah, that put me in the mood to kill niggas on the court when I'm in my bag, right?
But I'm like, that's another, like, not only a level of self-awareness, but, like, you expressing yourself through music. And I'm like, that's actually, like, a really genius thing to do. Like, because, again, like, I'm someone that, like, I mean, I don't have a playlist. There's
definitely some songs that I listen to. I'm telling you, make a playlist, you're going to start realizing shit. This should be here at home.
But I'm like, yeah, like, again, it goes back to the thing of, like, me saying you're self-aware. Because I'm like, oh, like, you knew, like, oh, when I'm in a downtime or, like, when I'm feeling sad or whatever, I'm going to have a collection of music I'm going to listen to, express my feelings through this music, relate to the music, I'm assuming, as well. Yeah. And there's, like, it's kind of like an outlet or, like, a way of, like, meditating in a
exactly.
way. And I'm like, that's, like, really, really smart.
Yeah. If you need some music, I got music for breakups, bitches being, like, stupid.
A Boogie.
Look, let me give you the top five artists to listen to on some downtime. A Boogie. Raw Wave.
Yep.
Future. Future be hitting. Let me tell you. Lie.
He be cooking.
Future be hitting.
He be cooking.
Drake, if you want to be a little sassy.
I'm crying.
And then on some like, on some Thug, you could put Dirk. Dirk
yeah, being there. Little Dirk. It's honestly though, like those five people, like they're kind of, I won't say therapy artists, but like they're definitely just expressing their feelings all the time. Like I never really connected with Rod Wave or Little Dirk, but I've like talked to girls and stuff that listen to them, and like they'd be like, oh no, listen to this song, and I'd be like, damn, yeah. This nigga's really like,
bro, he be
talking about his life.
Bro, he be spitting, bro.
He's really expressing himself. But I'm like, but it's not perceived that way. It's like, because he's rapping or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm like, oh, this is like actually like helpful if you're someone that's dealing with these exact same situations. Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, I would say the one thing that I definitely want to be better at or want to improve on is being vulnerable. That's why I was like asking you, like what are the tools your therapist told you? Because like, I'm very close. I try to be open, like, and this is like part of the reason why I'm doing this podcast, to like become more comfortable being open and being more vulnerable. But it's like, that shit is hard, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like it's hard once you know where to start. Mm-hmm. Like when you find out where, like, why you were so closed off, and then you could figure out how to. Then it's easier to figure out how to like branch out, like be like, oh yeah, I used to be like this because of this situation, and then like you figure out the solution, and I feel like you could be more like, yeah, I'm that way because this happened.
But. Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, I did just want to ask my parents, like, when did I? Because, like, when I was younger, I was pretty, like, open, like, happy, like, super optimistic, like, had crazy amount of energy and shit. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I literally don't know when, but at some point, I became, like, independent, quiet, and, like, to myself, and I like, became, like, super introverted. Mm-hmm. And I deadass don't really know. I mean, like, there's a couple of things in life that could, like, pinpoint that I'm like, okay, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, but, like, I literally don't know, like, when the change happened at all. And I'm sure my parents will be able to realize, like, okay, no, like, yeah, this happened. And then you just close off.
But yeah, I figured my shit out when I went to therapy. And then I noticed how closed off and independent I was it started when I was 16. Because that's when I first started, don't clown me. Okay? All right, relax. That's when I first started working at Chucky.
Oh, okay.
And then I realized that's when I first got my first paycheck, like, I really worked for it. Like, so I'm like, damn, like, because my mom couldn't help me with certain things, so I was like, bro, I had to get a job.
Yeah.
So I couldn't just be sitting on my... And then, so I started working, and I've been working since I was 16, bro. Now I'm 25, bro.
9 years in the game.
9 years in the game. I see why. You're like, I never act, bro. You could ask my family. You could ask friends, bro. I don't ask nobody for nothing, bro. Facts. I'm going to figure it out by myself.
Facts.
I'm not asking nobody for nothing, bro. I'm going to figure it out. And I feel like that's why I was so closed off and, like, not, like going out and, like, helping. Like that's why I was, like, I'm like, I'm going to figure it out by myself. I'm going to isolate myself. I'm going to figure it out. Don't worry. I don't need nobody. I could do it. Like, I've been doing this since I was 16, so I'm going to figure it out.
Damn. You might have just helped me. Because, like, I've been like that since I was a little kid, where I was like, my mom or my dad, like, anybody in my family, they would try to help me with something, and I'd be like, no, like, I got it, like, I'm fine. I still don't know, like, when exactly I started doing that, but, like, since I was a little-ass kid, I've always been like, no, like, I'll figure it out, I can do it by myself. Yeah. So I'm like, I guess either my parents allowed me to have some level of independence, or, like, I was, like, interested in being independent. And I became way too obsessed with it, and to the point where, like, now I'm like
completely. Yo, it's now to the point, like, people come ask me for help. Like, I don't come to people. Like, people come, like, can you help me with this? Can you get $20? Like, bro, I don't come to people. They just come to me. I'm like,
all right,
bro.
Damn, bro. Damn. Like, that shit just, like,
you feel me?
I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, like, I deadass wanted to be independent since I was a little ass kid, and I guess I just committed to it. Are you satisfied with the person you've become? So, like, you can even, like, do either post-therapy or just, like, you know, obviously you were a different person when you were a child, when you were in school, but are you satisfied or happy with the person you are as an adult?
Yeah. I feel like I learned a lot. And then I've grown from any situation I was put in, and I learned what not to do. And how to treat people with respect and everything. So I feel like I really developed a lot as a person, and understanding my surroundings. And like you said, I'm more self-aware of certain things I do and how it could affect people around me or affect me as a person in general or affect my character. So I feel like, yeah, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, well, I was only gonna ask this. Was there ever a moment you weren't satisfied with yourself?
Yeah, it was a time when I just let any little shit, like, get to me or let me get sad, because there was a point in time I just let anything bother me, and I was just, like, shut down and just be sad and just low-key cry about it. But, like, now, like,
when I see shit, it's just like, it's not like I brush it off. It's just like, I know how to attack it in a way I need to and not just let it.
You recognize it and then like you try to improve on it or like grow from it. Yeah, I definitely feel it. I feel like that's what I always feel like. That's what your 20s is supposed to be. It's like we all realize all the shit that we were doing as a kid or who we were as a person when we were smaller. And then it's like, okay, like let's improve on those things. Do you think you've changed? Obviously, I'm sure you said you developed and everything, but like, do you think you're the same person you were when you were a little kid? Or do you think you've become a completely different person?
I came a completely different person. I got more cojones now. So I feel like I hear it. Like, people won't step over me how they, like, used to. Like, you know, like when I was in high school or, like, going through other shit. Like when we come to me, you got to come to correct nowadays.
That's good, man. I'm glad, like, you had that type of growth. Because, like, and that's the thing that I realized, which, like, made me leave my last job. Like, I realized, oh, some people, like, deadass don't change. Like, they're a certain person when they were in middle school, high school, whatever. And, like, they're totally okay with staying that person for the rest of their lives. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not valid. Like, you gotta change, you gotta grow, you gotta develop, you gotta try to improve yourself to some level, because like being complacent is not doing anything.
Just being staggered in one spot, like,
no,
like it's times you're gonna get stuck, but like you can't just let yourself get stuck.
That's natural, yeah, but like, yeah, like you definitely
you can't just stay in that one spot and let yourself be stuck,
bro. yeah and again, like, that's why I do this podcast, because like let's say I do become complacent, like, I can always come back to the videos and be like, okay, but like you want to improve, like you always wanted to progress to some level, so like follow through with that. And it's like having these conversations with you or just with people in general, like, allows me to become more self-aware. I hope it allows other people to come self-aware as well, and like understand like progressing or growing or like is definitely important in life, and we all should do
it. Exactly. And not just be stuck in a cycle of like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that?
Or even just like living in the past. Like, obviously, you can reflect on the past.
Yeah, but you can reflect on it, but like, it'd be people be like, yo, back in my day, I used to do this and do that, but are you doing it now? No, so why are we even talking about it, bro?
Facts. Fucking facts. What do you want to accomplish in your life?
Graduating college. Try to get that out the way. Hopefully be trying to be a pop.
Facts. Nah, facts.
Hey, have my own little family. Two kids at most. That's about it.
Only two?
I don't got all that.
Yeah. It's funny. I've always wanted more.
This economy right now, I don't even think.
Like, come the older I got, I'm like, damn, that shit is expensive. But because I work with kids, I'm like, I can handle 15.
15? They want an NBA team. Wow.
Nah, in reality, I definitely want two. Like, at like bare minimum, I want two. Obviously, I'd be happy with one, but like, definitely want two. But if I can get five, I'm down for it.
I feel like I'll take three at most. I'm not going to have them like 15 years apart like me. I'm going to feel that. And I'm like, bro,
if I have 15 kids, I just, by the math, is going to end up being 15 years apart, like younger than oldest. But like, if I can get five.
At most three.
Every like 4 years, every time we get a new president, have a new kid, I don't think that's too bad.
That's not bad.
I don't think that's too bad at all. Oh, yeah. So you want to accomplish, you want to be a dad.
Yeah.
You want to graduate college.
Move out of New York.
Where you want to move to?
I've been looking at either Texas or Florida. Florida, because my mom is there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then, like, Texas, because I went to Texas to get away at one time to, like, clear my mind, clear my space. Went to Texas, and, like, I was there for a week. And it was quiet, peaceful. That shit felt different, bro. It was, like, a different scenery. It was more open, because where my uncle lives, I went to spend some time with my uncle, too. Mm-hmm. He lives on the outskirts. Lives in, like, Dallas, so it was, like, Fort Worth. So he lives on the outskirts of that. So it was, like, quiet, peaceful. But, like, everything was, like you could see everything, like, 5 minutes away from him. So if you wanted to go shopping, he got the Super Walmart. Like, that shit was right there.
Oh, he just...
Yeah, just drop shit. He was right there. And then, like, if you wanted a little fast food, he had all the fast food restaurants right there. So it was, like, it was literally perfect for him. Like, that shit was valid. And then, like, he took me to the to Dallas, like in the city of Dallas, like just chill. Like, it was like a different vibe. Like, of course, it's like, but like it was more dominant black too. But like it was just like it was like a different vibe. Like they were like connecting you on a different way. Like we went to a bar one time. Like I was having a whole conversation with a white dude. Like
just random.
Just random. Like he was like, oh, I can tell you're not from here. I'm like, yeah, New York. He was like, New York? I would have thought Cali. I was like, nah, I'm from New York. And then we was just having a great conversation. Like he was, I learned a little stuff from him too. Like he was like, oh, don't let anything stop you from what you want to pursue in life. Or like, if it could be like, if that girl doesn't want to take that jump with you, I'm like, brother, jump by yourself. You
make the sense. That's real shit though. Nah, I like your accomplishments though. Cause like, some people, they'd be like, oh, I want to make a bunch of money. Oh, I want to have this career. Oh, I want to do that. Like, even for, like, myself, like, mm-hmm. I mean, money is not something I'm too concerned about. Obviously, money is important. Like,
yeah,
I'm
of course. You got to have stability.
Not get that fucked up. But, like, I definitely want to, like, have my own talk show and, like, just, like, kind of, like, grow and build on this podcast. But, like, for you to, like, one of your first things and one of my things on my list was, like, to be a father is, like, that's, like, a really dope thing that you view as, like, an accomplishment that you want to reach in life because it's, like, especially people in our generation don't want to have kids. Or yeah, don't so want to have kids. Like, and I'm like, I feel like that you want to have
when
kids.
When they say one might not hurt, I mean, I look at certain people like when, like I know certain people with kids. Like I talk to them, I'm like, bro, it was like, yeah, it's hard in the beginning, but like you just get comfortable with it. Mm. I was like, that's true. It's like one really might not hurt.
Facts. Facts. So. Yeah, I work with kids, so it's like. I was seeing them do silly shit at work. I'd be like, damn, I can't wait to have my own kid. I'm like, this kid's annoying. I'm like, I kind of fuck with you to a level. So I'm like, damn, like my kid, even if he's annoying, like, I'm going to still have mad love for him.
Yeah, word. Like, and it's not going to be hard. It's like, nobody's ever ready for a kid.
So. I don't think no one's ever ready for anything. And I think that's something like we all have to like, we all perceive life to be like, oh, everything's gonna be so easy. And it's like, no.
No, it's not.
Everything, like, nigga, there was a point in our lives none of us knew how to tie our shoe. Like, I work with little kids now. Bruh, this kids, because of the pandemic, I'm assuming, but there's kids that's in middle school right now that don't know how to tie their shoes. And I'm like, every time a kid be like, can you tie my shoes? I'd be like, bro, you're 13. Why am I tying your shoe? They'd be like, I don't know how to. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, and the years that I was learning how to tie my shoe was like 6 to 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all niggas was in the crib and y'all was wearing Crocs and shit. So I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that
I
makes
guess
sense.
You really know how to tie your shoe. I asked you, like, what do you want to accomplish in your life? Do you believe you can accomplish these goals?
Yeah, I could believe I could accomplish it.
Yeah, how much longer do you have in school?
I could graduate next spring with my associates and then. If everything works out, I'm going to move to Florida and then get my bachelor's in Florida.
Mm, okay, that's good. I think I think Raul from RFK, I think he just recently graduated college. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Alex has graduated too.
Yeah. Facts. She did too. Hey, man, shout out to y'all. I dropped out of that shit.
I dropped out of that shit.
I thought about going back a couple of times. It's not. Because it's like, I don't know, I kind of realize, and maybe I have the wrong thought of this, but like, I realize like, oh, like, certain people need school and certain people don't. And not to say that like, you necessarily need to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously that's a choice you made. But I realize I'm like, oh, like, it's okay. I always learned and like, figured myself out or it's always been independent. Enough to like figure out what I want to do next in my life. So I'm like, I don't know if I ever need to go back to school. And I only went to school in the first place because like I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, now I'm just like, I just don't see a reason. But anytime I see somebody graduate, I'm like, hey man, congrats,
yeah, good shit, good bro. Shit. I ain't gonna lie, that's like, hard, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And there's some people I see like they didn't even go to school and they like they moved out of state, like they're chilling and working. I'm like, yo, that's
tough, bro. Facts. So last question,
mm-hmm.
How would you use your own self-discoveries to accomplish your goals in life?
Just applying it in the right situations and not just like, just winging it. Like, I feel like most of my life I've been winging it. So I feel like.
Hey, these bucks really wanted to fuck with us today.
I feel like just applying it to certain situations and how I want to like plan out my life. and plan out how I want to move forward as a person or as a great boyfriend or just
one day, hopefully a father.
A great coworker. So just no matter, or a great student, just no matter the situation.
Just apply all the things you learned in your life to whatever you're doing in a moment. Yeah, no, facts. I feel that. Thanks for coming on, man.
Of course, man. Anytime, man. You know we had to do it for the hug, for the speech.
Facts.
Voice of the people.
Thank you for letting me use your backyard. Obviously. Of
course. Different scenery.
Facts. Honestly, I really like recording outside because being in the crib. Not only there's like crazy echoes, but it's just like, I don't know, it just felt weird. And like being outside, it just feels, I don't know.
How you gonna do this when the winter comes? You don't have your Tim's on with a
that's where it gets bubble coat. This last week of raining made me go like, fuck, what the fuck am I gonna do? And so my brother, he used to live with me, my mom, my dad, and he moved out like a couple years ago. So now the room I used to be in is empty and I'm in his room now. Mm-hmm. So like I might. The goal is to change that room, make it like a content room, but that's a progress. I got some work that I got to put in. But yeah, I don't know. I'm figuring
it out. One step at a time.
Facts. But yeah, no, facts. Thank you for coming on. Man. Thanks.
Of course, man.
Oh, yeah.